Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen.
Who did Jesus say you are last week?
Blessed.
You're blessed. So how much, indulge me, say it today. Jesus said, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Well, who does Jesus say you are today?
I'm blessed.
You are salt. Say, I am salt.
I am salt.
And what else did he say today? You are light. Say, I am light.
I am light.
That is wonderful. And how do you know that? This is your identity. We Christians are so blessed. We are loved by God. Happy are we. And then we are inspired to let that light shine and to make the earth a little tastier, make life a little tastier. You know who really knew this? Perhaps more than even we do. St. Paul. He knew he was blessed. He knew he was God's salt and light. He lived it. Read the epistles in the New Testament. Yet, today, he said, as Marilyn read so well, I'd like to go over that same passage from Corinthians, but from a different interpretation of the Bible, from instead of the New Revised Standard Version, from the Message. It's more of a colloquial approach. And St. Paul says, according to the Message, friends, when I came and told you the mystery of God had shared with us, I didn't use big words or try to sound wise. In fact, while I was with you, I made my mind up to speak only about Jesus Christ, who had been nailed to a cross. First, I was weak and trembling with fear. And when I talked with you or preached, I didn't try to prove anything by sounding wise. I simply let God's Spirit show His power. That way you would have faith because of God's power and not because of human wisdom. He was very clear that he came as a blessed person, as a loved person, as a light, to share Christ nailed to a cross. And he talked with fear and trembling as he shared this. Now, did you get up on this freezing cold morning to hear about a Savior nailed to a cross and to a great apostle who talked with fear and trembling? I don't know. I don't know. It seems like kind of a downer, doesn't it, today? I mean, Jesus talking about, Paul talking about this, that Jesus calls us to be light and salt. But then St. Paul talks about how this happens. The cross, nailed to a cross. You know, when you read the Gospels, gospel means good news. But you realize when you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, one third of the whole gospel is about the cross. What's going on here? Talking about the cross. And then later in Corinthians, there were certain, in fact, it was called by some the super apostles. These were guys with nice hair, white teeth, suntanned, and they talked about how God loves you, and if you love God, then you'll get your Rolex, you'll have your Mercedes, you'll never get sick, you'll always go up in the stock market, everything will be fine and dandy. They were kind of like Olympian gospelers. Now, have you watched the Olympics so far?
Yes.
They are fantastic. Some of these athletes, they just, woo! You know, they train months and years and get perfect their training and their skiing and figure skating, and it's just amazing. So, more power to them. Paul was a superstar. He was an Olympian religious person. You read the Gospels, you read the epistles, you read the book of Acts. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was taught by the best schools. He knew what he was doing. In fact, he was so pure Pharisee, he didn't want any other faith traditions competing, and he'd go after Christians. It was actually good to condemn Christians that he met Christ on the road to Damascus, and things changed radically for him. And he saw in Jesus Christ a different way. As he writes to the Philippians, he uses a hymn that Jesus did not, even though he was God, he didn't kind of call it with God something to be grasped, and he emptied himself, took the part of a servant, even going to the cross. This is a different kind of blessedness. Last week, did we hear, blessed are the meek? Blessed are the humble? I mean, when you know that you're loved by God and you're justified by grace, that your meaning doesn't come for your salvation from what you do, but what God has already done, that frees you up. Frees you up. And Paul was talking about something that was not really celebrated in the ancient world and not celebrated too much today. It's called humility. Humility. Comes from the same root as humus, earth. Humor, laughter. Human, a human being totally human. What did Jesus call himself at times? The Son of Man. He was God, but he also was very much human. And today, with AI, and we call for a prescription, and they say, dial 3, and then they change it so you can dial 2, and then you got to hold on, and you tell them what you want, and all of a sudden the line goes dead. It's nice to have humans to talk to. People are hungry for humans. They're not hungry for you telling them, well, if you don't go to church, you're going to hell. If you don't believe this political party, then you're a loser. No. They want to hear people that are human and have different perspectives and can talk together and listen together and work things out, or to agree to disagree agreeably. Because even if I totally disagree with you, I can always learn something from you and what makes you so strong in your belief. Humility, walking in down-to-earth ways, walking in, as one spiritual master said, walking in the truth of who you are. You know, being Doreen, you're Doreenness, or Chloe, you're Chloe-ness, or Fred is Fredness. But I mean, this is the bathroom's got to learn how to turn this machine off when, you know, people are reading lessons. But to be human, to be who you are. And people who know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and Jesus Christ was nailed to a cross. So instead of like some religions that they meditate so you avoid suffering, Christians go right into the suffering, because Jesus Christ did too, because we're not afraid of the suffering. You know, Christ is with us. We also know that any Good Friday that we experience is always followed by Easter. There's death and resurrection, crucifixion, and brand new life. We know that. So we are to give them Jesus, but the full Jesus, the biblical Jesus, the true Jesus. You know, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, remarkable woman, and now a saint in the church, and you know, she did miracles over Calcutta. People would come from all over the world when she gave a lecture to hear her. And she talked about the sisters and how when they saw a person dying, they would see not a person dying with maggots on them and stuff, they would see Jesus. He said, when you do to the least of these, you do to me. And people said to her, well, how do you do this? Is this some kind of rule that you follow? She said, no. We give them Jesus. Oh, yeah, is it the habits they were? They help give them an identity so they can support one another? And this? No, we just give the sisters Jesus. We give them Jesus. They don't need anything else. We give them Jesus. You know? We are blessed. We are light. We are salt. And when we leave here today, as David or Nancy or Janet, you know, we go into the world. And God's going to give us opportunities to be human to other humans, and to look at them as humans, not put labels on them, not to discredit them, not to say you're those persons, they're not as human as we are, but to see other humans. And to know that your light, you've given a responsibility to share that light, to be salty with the others that you meet. You know, Christ's light is always shining, okay? Always shining. And it wants to shine through you. But if you said, well, gee, I can't do it. I'm not a preacher. I'm not an evangelist. That light will not show through you. But if you say, Jesus says, I am light. Jesus saves me. Jesus says, I am salt. And you trust that, and you act on it, and you teach it, then the light can show through you to others. And they need that. That little word from you that you think is insignificant can touch somebody's heart in ways you don't know. That invitation to church, you don't have to be Billy Graham, to say, hey, we love worshiping God in St. Paul. Why don't you come with me today? That young person that you're with, you don't have to shave your head. You don't have to get a tattoo. You don't have to get piercings. I mean, Janet nurtured Chloe. And Janet never shaved her head. I don't think you have any tattoos. I've never looked. You have no piercings. But just be a human being that loves the Lord and shares the Lord with somebody else. God will work through you. You'll be transparent to the transcendent. Don't block it off. We need to hear the gospel according to Carol, the gospel according to Larry, the gospel according to Marilyn. We want to hear Jesus through you. People need to hear that. You don't have to wait till the stock market reaches the highest of the highest, which it has, to tithe your time, talent, and treasure to the church. In Jesus' name, do and give to the mission of Christ. You don't have to be a biblical scholar to see somebody hurting and just put your hand in their hand and pray with them and let them know Jesus is there. And somehow they're not alone. And somehow there's going to be something happening good because we know that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Nailed to a cross, Jesus did not hold back. He went to death and hell for our salvation. And God raised him from the dead with his wounds, with the wound in the side, as we hear at Easter with Thomas. And St. Paul's telling us the crucified is his hope. And no matter what the world lets you have it this week or in the future, the crucified lives. Love lives. Life lives. The light has shined and the darkness has not overcome it. So have the faith and go out to know that the crucified is the way, the truth, the light. Give them Jesus. Give them Jesus. Give them Jesus. There's nothing else. Let your light so shine before others that they will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, Lord.